Tina?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand where Pat stood. I'm not going to stand up here. So, the ladies have had a circle for how many years, Pat?
I started here in 71, and it was going then, actually. Okay.
So we kind of reunited, and we call it Women's Circle. And we wanted to share a little bit with you about our study of Esther. One of the things I don't know if you know about the book of Esther, but God is never mentioned in the book of Esther. But God is in the entire book. He's like a shadow. And His hand is in everything that goes on in each of those people's lives. The book of Esther is in the middle of a threatening crisis. And I can relate to that because as we live here on earth, we have things happen to us all the time that are not in our control. And part of that book really showed me that God knows everything. He's always in control. But He also always knows our hearts. And when He plans something, He will see to it that it's going to take place. And it also showed me that God's timing was perfect timing. And it shows how God can control, has an effect on each individual life. Esther had a choice. She didn't have to obey. She had somebody in the background, Mordecai, but God placed on her heart and the Holy Spirit worked through her. And she asked her people to be spared. Well, God used her and her in the circumstances for His plan to be fulfilled. Our teacher in our DVD is Beth Moore. And way back early, I think we've done 9 weeks and we're finished now. But it's been going on and on and on. But somewhere around the fourth week, she posed a question to us about what choice would Esther make? Was she going to be bold enough to go before the king? And she pointed out to us that God asks us to do things where the Holy Spirit moves us. And I've been guilty of not moving when He spoke to me. What did I give up by doing that? Or what blessing did I miss out on for being what I would call in disobedience? We don't ever know. But I do know that if God, if you will not submit to Him and He has a plan, He'll use somebody else. And I wouldn't want for any of us to ever be in a position where we didn't answer His call. And I feel like that, some of our Bible verses have been such a time as this, and it's the time now where Karen has come to Bethel, and we are at such a time as this. I pray that I can let the Lord be the center of my life and give Him all control, and He has a job with me. I want to leave you with a scripture, and it's not in Esther, but it's 2 Timothy 1:7, and I stood on it for a long, long time. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen.